It's good to be back to work this week. You know, big game in front of us this weekend against the Green Bay Packers, team that we haven't beaten in 2 years, the 2 years that I've been here, because Zimmer's been here. We know that it's a team that's capable of, you know, getting hot at around this time of the year. So I know it's going to be a challenge for us. And good thing is we just need to continue to play the way that we played these past couple games, and you know, continue to have the same intensity, the same focus that we've had, and just do the right things. It's a big game, but we can't let the game become bigger than what it is.
Looking forward to playing at Lambeau for the first time. I know you didn't get to play last time around.
Oh, definitely. You know, I was there last year on the sideline, and the atmosphere was crazy. But you know, I'm looking forward to playing there first time in my career, and I'm excited.
What do you mean the moment gets bigger than the game? What were you referring to there?
You know, we just have to approach it. You know, we can't let the game, you know, become too big. We know that we're playing for a lot right now, but at the same time, we just have to go out there and be ourselves. You know, we don't have to do anything extra, not to put any S's on our chest, capes on our back. Just have to do our job and do our job well.
What do you think it is about end of the season or December that the last couple of years that has been so successful for you?
You know, we've just found ourselves, and you know, we've been playing some good football. It's been a team effort. You put the tape on this past Sunday. You know, the defense did a great job of giving us a short field. You know, special teams did a good job also. So for me, you know, it's just, you know, continuing to just understand what's been asked of me and do my job.
You've been able to connect with Jarius Wright quite a few times on third down, and you guys had 2 third-down conversions against Green Bay last time. What's the chemistry like between you two?
Jarius, he's a guy who works extremely hard. He's a detailed guy, and you know, he's precise route runner. He gets good separation, you know, whenever he is out there. And, you know, he always seems to come up with the big play on third down. And, you know, that's been something that he's been doing since I've arrived here. We're just getting the ball out faster, moving me around a little bit, doing different things, and it's been working.
This past 3 weeks have been maybe some of the best
football you've played in the NFL? You know, Coach Zimmer always talks about making, you know, this is when teams become great. And, you know, we're trying to, you know, do something spectacular around here. But we know that it starts with us. And I think last year we started finding our identity also around this time of the year. But, you know, it's good to get hot right now, get things going. You know, especially around this time of the year, you know, with the playoffs approaching. You know, coaching staff has been calling great game plans, and it's just been allowing me to play fast.
Aaron Rodgers has played in a lot of these big games or games with a lot on the line. What do you think distinguishes him, and why has he been able to be successful to rise in the game?
You know, he just has that it factor. And he's a guy who's been, you know, been one of the best quarterbacks in this league ever since he started playing in this league. So, you know, you put the tape on, and, you know, he's in total control. He's in command of his team out there, and he's always poised. You know, he never gets rattled or anything like that. So I think that's what contributes to, you know, his success. And, you know, he's also, you know, a guy who knows how to get the football out of his hands and keep the football in his playmaker's hands and not the opponent's hands.
You guys talked a lot about, at the beginning of the season, about the things you wanted to accomplish, division championship being one of those things. How much does it mean to you guys to have that on the line going into that final game?
That means a lot. You know, you work, you know, all year to get to this point and to be in this position. So we just have to continue to embrace the challenge. You know, something that I talked about the past couple of weeks and Coach Zimmer's mentioned, embracing the challenge. And we have to continue to do that. We know what's in front of us, and, you know, we just can't beat ourselves.
What do you think over these past 3 weeks, the downfield throws that you have taken, you've been able to have a lot of success on, a couple of long touchdowns, including one to Kyle Rudolph. What do you think you've been kind of more accurate on those deeper throws?
You know, it's just, you know, trusting your guys, you know, landing in an area where only they can get it, come down with the football. We have guys who are capable of making plays, and, you know, I just have to give those guys a chance, and that's something that we've been doing these past couple of weeks.
Touchdown to Kyle Rudolph on Sunday. He looked off the safety, was able to make that throw. I think a similar play in Atlanta and an interception. Why do you think that play on Sunday worked out?
You know, it's due to the coverage, you know, and we like that matchup. in the Atlanta game, the safety was pretty deep, you know, so he had room. I think we were a little tighter when we called the play also. So, you know, he was able to make a play, but, you know, you learn from that experience and not let it happen twice.
How does it help you to have not necessarily a standout go-to number one wide receiver, but so many options, tight ends, running backs that you can get the ball to and spread it out?
That's great because you keep the defense on their toes. You know, when you have seven or eight guys, different guys touching the ball each weekend, you know, the defenders don't know who the ball's going to go to. You know, you talk about Jarek stepping up for us, you know, coming out of the backfield, catching passes, rushing the football also. You know, he's a guy who's been making some great plays for us. So, you know, just keeping the defense on their toes, you know, using all of our weapons, we want to make sure we continue to take advantage of it.
Was there an example where you let your moment become bigger, and what did you learn from that?
I don't think there's a moment where that happened. You know, I try to remain poised and, you know, just approach each game, you know, with the same mindset and the same focus.
What would it mean to be the first quarterback, Vikings quarterback, since your idol Brett Favre to, A, win in Lambeau, and B, win a division title?
Yeah, that would be great. Like I said, you work all year to get to this point and to be in this position. So, you know, we know that it's not going to be handed to us. So we have to continue to work hard, you know, have that same intensity, the same focus. But it would be great, but we have to go out there and prove it. We can't talk about it. You know, we have to go out there and do it. You know, I'm human, so yeah, I do. But, you know, I know that the most important stat is the wins and losses. And right now we have 10 wins. And playing for a chance to win a division title, that's the stat that stands out, you know, more than, you know, any touchdown, yardage, completion percentage, anything, you know, because you play the game to win. You know, the individual accolades come later. But, you know, I'm more focused on winning football games.
How have you approached big games in the past, whether it was college or anything like that? I mean, do you take a little different approach and just try to calm yourself?
No, you know, since Green Bay is a familiar opponent, you know, they know us well, we know them well. So I just continue to study, you know, approach the game as if, you know, it's the first time we play them. And start to go out there, focus, and play with that same intensity.
Mike Zimmer said you guys have had a different mentality since that Arizona game, how you guys responded to the Seahawks game. Would you agree that the mentality is different, and what have you seen from you guys over these past 3 weeks in that regard?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, a different team. Like I said, it's a group of guys who are focused and, you know, a group of guys who don't want, you know, the Seattle performance to happen again. And it was an embarrassment, you know, losing like that, especially at home. But, no, you learn from it. And try not to let that happen again.
A couple more?
What was it about that scene as you look back? Did you guys learn from it? You changed it?
You know, like I said, it's just something we learn from. You know, it's in the past now. We have to focus on the Green Bay Packers right now.
Good. Thanks.